This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian authorities are trying to identify who is responsible for Monday's subway explosion in St. Petersburg that killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The explosion happened between the Sinaia Square and Technology Institute stations. Russian President Vladimir Putin was in St. Petersburg to attend a state-sponsored event at the time of the explosion. Putin said their investigation will tell if it was an act of terrorism. He offered his condolences to the families of the victims and offered to help the survivors. Putin placed flowers near the metro station as Russia begins to observe 3 days of mourning. A second device was found and disabled. The U.S. Senate is facing a key vote this week over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch, with opposition Democrats saying they have enough votes to block his confirmation under the chamber's normal rules of operation. However, Republicans with a 52-48 margin in the Senate now say they will change the chamber's voting rules to allow them to approve Gorsuch's appointment by a simple majority vote. Democrats have largely opposed Gorsuch, citing President Obama's nominee was not given a hearing to become a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Families and rescuers continuing to search for victims of flooding and landslides in southern Colombian town of Mocoa that have killed at least 252 people, including children, and injured hundreds more and devastated entire neighborhoods. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has welcomed his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, to the White House on Monday, pledging U.S. support for Egypt and its leader.
We agree on so many things. I just want to let everybody know, in case there was any doubt, that we are very much behind President el-Sisi. He's done a fantastic job in a very difficult situation. We are very much behind Egypt and the people of Egypt.
Trump added that the United States is rebuilding its military to the highest level as it looks to fight Islamic State militants and offer support to its allies. Regional experts say balancing the relationship with the Egyptian leader will remain a difficult foreign policy challenge for Trump, just as it was for former President Obama. President Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort later this week. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Trump says if Beijing is not going to help solve the problem of North Korea, the U.S. will. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says China must use its political influence with North Korea.
China has to cooperate. This is now down to, do we want to continue to see these ballistic missile attacks from North Korea, or does China want to do something about it? And this is all about the fact that they need to have action. And we're going to continue to put pressure on China to have action. That will be shown in multiple ways.
U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. A South Korean court has ruled adults can legally grow and use their own marijuana at home. The ruling still has to go through the nation's top court and does not allow free-for-all use of the substance. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The recent court ruling allowing home use of marijuana has sent South Africa buzzing about the possibility the herb will be widely legal in the Rainbow Nation. But pro-marijuana activist Julian Staub says, chill. Friday's ruling from the Western Cape Province High Court applies across the nation, but the decision is more about privacy than it is about pot. The ruling struck down part of a law that prohibits private and personal use of marijuana. The ruling still has to be solidified by Parliament and passed through the Constitutional Court, which could take up to 2 years. South Africa first criminalized marijuana in 1908. Police statistics say drug-related arrests have recently risen to nearly 260,000, according to the most recent annual crime report. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A key U.S. lawmaker says he will try to force President Trump's former national security advisor to repay tens of thousands of dollars to Russian and Turkish interests he represented in years, even as he came to play a prominent role in Trump's election campaign. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.